For years, businesses in Maine have feared the coming of the silver tsunami when thousands of baby boomers are projected to leave the workforce. It's expected to take place over the next few decades. One strategy the state is using to minimize the impact on future labor supplies begins in college. The plan's designed to keep more students in Maine after graduation and move them into those unfilled jobs. Robbie Feinberg has our story.
You have five grams.
Philip Parent smiles as he tinkers with tiny metal weights and force tables in an introductory physics class. The college freshman at the University of Maine at Machias says he always loved this stuff, ever since his dad took him to his workplace, a giant airplane hangar.
And so my brother and I would go see the hangars and see the helicopters, you know, sit in the little cockpits in there. And it was life-changing because, like, if you want to aspire to be an engineer and you see all these functions, you're like, oh, what does this do?
Yet parents' dream of studying engineering in college nearly fell apart earlier this spring. He had set his sights on the University of Maine at Orono. But by the time his application went through, he says all the spots in the school's engineering program had filled up. Parent wasn't sure what to do next.
My teachers in high school and my friends asking, so where are you going to college? What are you going to do? Are you taking a gap year?
About a month later, though, a university counselor called Parent to offer him a new option. He could go to UMaine in Machias instead, then transfer back to Orono a few semesters later, with enough credits to eventually get that engineering degree.
And so far, I really like it here. Classes that geared up for me are nice prereqs and, you know, standard classes going into Orono.
UMaine officials say they hope that this kind of collaborative effort among the state's seven public universities will help keep more students like Parent in Maine. But they've got a large challenge ahead of them. That's because across New England, baby boomers are beginning to age out of the workforce. And there are relatively few young workers to take their place. State labor economist Glenn Mills says to break even, Maine will need to fill in a gap of up to 7,000 workers each year.
We can only offset that if we are able to entice a lot of people to move into the state, younger people.
The other challenge, analysts say, will be to make sure those skilled workers are spread out and not just in and around Portland. That's where the collaboration comes in. In an effort to address the issue, the UMaine system launched what it called the One University Initiative a few years ago. The idea is to place all of the state's universities' campuses together as one financial structure. Part of the reason was to help turn around a budget that was in the red. But UMaine System Chancellor James Page says he also hopes it will remove geographic barriers and encourage collaboration with Maine businesses. Page wants more students, from Farmington all the way to Machias, to train for jobs in targeted high-demand industries, such as computer science or nursing.
And so One University is a response to that challenge. How do we get somebody who may be in Portland to contribute significantly to an economic development opportunity in Arista County?
The system reported a 2% jump in enrollment last fall, but almost all of that undergrad growth is still coming from out of state. And experts say that recruiting new undergrads is only one step to get more workers into Maine. John Doerr, a consultant and strategist for the Maine Community College System, says the state must also find ways to get more adults into training and into college.
These are folks who need lots of help with bringing their basic skill levels up, bringing their employability skill levels along, and their technical skills to fit what the labor market is looking for.
The university says it's aware of the challenge and is investing in alternative pathways too, such as online degrees and student outreach centers in Rumford, Millinocket, and other rural communities. And some officials say they're encouraged by the progress they've witnessed. William Otto, a science department chair at the University of Maine at Machias, says he's already seen it make a difference for engineering students who may otherwise have left the state.
You know, if they're not graduating from Maine, they're probably going to be looking for engineering jobs elsewhere. My biggest hope is we're going to be able to serve students in our region better, and we're going to be able to help keep more of those students in Maine when they graduate.
It's something that businesses are hoping for, too, to make sure they'll have enough workers in 10 or 20 years. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.